story about Baba in a boat that was at that time too?
We were in boats, ferries. These buses would be put in ferries to cross the rivers. At the time, bridges were not built. There would be ferry boats ferrying cargo and passengers and all that. Baba's car would be in a ferry. Baba would be in boats also. But there is a story of the early years. You have a picture of Baba and all the early followers in a boat there. At Bombay, they are going. Baba is taking them on a boat ride. You see, yeah.
That's what I can't remember the story.
There's no story about but Baba giving the figure of the panorama, you see, of the shore, the bank of, it's the ocean, boat ride is in the sea, Arabian Sea, Bombay, yeah, it's like that. And while it's anchored, then unhooked and it's being taken, you see. And as the distance goes on increasing, all that shore and hubbub and all that recedes into total silence, and there is that panoramic view and all that, and then it fades out of sight while we are in mid-ocean. And I am that ocean, Baba, so yes, just a figure he gave.
Something special just happened to me.
What happened?
Deborah took me on the tour.
Yeah.
In Baba's room, there's a picture that I found that I've been praying to all my life since I was a little baby. My mother had taken a photograph. She had been through World War II, you know, sort of being very transient. And she used to bring with her always this picture that she found, and it was of Jesus taking Peter out of the water.
Oh, really?
And she brought it with her. It was the only thing you could keep, because you don't bring things when you're during that time.
Where was it?
Where
was all this happened? Where?
Oh, okay. It's in Baba's
room. No, in Russia. Where were you living around in?
Oh, my mother. It was my mother. She was moving around in Germany during World War II. Because she was Ukrainian. They wore bangs, too. And, you know, they were not always on the move, always being thrown out the labor camps, things like that. And so she brought that with her. And it's always been over my bed since I was a little girl.
Really?
And I've been praying to it always, and I always felt it had a very special meaning. Because just that image of Jesus pulling Peter out of the water. And I was just talking to Ron coming over on the plane about how it's so important to me, and how making theories of how it's related to Baba. So maybe we'll just drop into the ocean and Baba will come and pick me up. different things like that. And in Baba's room, right beside his bed, at the same picture as him.
Wow.
And I'm just getting like a ton of bricks. It's very special.
Yeah, it is that picture. So often he will point at it while he's lying in bed there.
He will point at it?
Yeah. And because we who were around him, we were human. Human after all. Yeah. We had our moods, depressions, elations, and everything was there. As an ordinary human being would have. Sometimes we were in a very elated mood, feeling his glory and this and that. And sometimes we are so depressed and all. So when we are sunk in our total depression of what's happening, where are we, what are we doing here, why are we here, and all that, and so forth. Human mind, you know how it is. So then when I still remember once or twice I am there, and he points out to this picture and says, see how it is, see how I have always my hand to get you out of it. So I have no cause for worry. I'm there. I won't allow you all to sink. He doesn't want us to sink, but he wants us to get drowned.
Yeah. It's not the same.
No, madam, it's not the same. Here's the English professor who will tell you. What is the difference, tell her?
Sinking and drowning?
The same, but it's not the same.
It's not the same. It's not. Sinking is a kind of a failing, and drowning is a ceasing to be.
Yeah, ceasing to be.
Ceasing to be.
Yeah. No more.
Drown sort of implies that you don't want to, though, doesn't it? Isn't there some will involved in drowning? Isn't there an implication that you don't want to drown? Whereas sink, there's
sink
no will.
Is,
you just
yeah.
go.
Yeah. No, in sinking, you see, there is a will that you apply, you want to get out. There are, you struggle in sinking.
Yeah,
in drown,
yeah. get
kind
drowned, of surrender
that's
involved
surrender.
In surrounding.
That is surrender.
In drowning.
You're right, it's just the opposite of what I thought. Well.
It's the totality found of surrender after a state of total helplessness and hopelessness. There's no way out, just you're down. You know, Baba had that habit of asking the youngsters, like Evan would go there, or Letty would go there, and they are there for the first time. So Baba will caress and fondle and this and that, and then ask, sometimes he will ask, do you know to swim? Do you know?
Yeah.
You know to swim. And if you say, yes, Baba, I know to swim, Baba says, very good. You should know swimming. And if somebody says, no, I don't know. Don't know to swim. You should learn swimming. Yeah, you should know swimming. So that's how it was with Baba, playing with kids and youngsters and all that.
They even made Merritt learn how to swim at all, you know, when she was older. Didn't they have to make Merritt learn how to swim? But she never learned when she was young?
Yeah, I don't know about the women's side.
Yeah they did. So, Baba had her learn how to swim from Margaret.
Margaret.
Yeah, when she was much older.
Might be. We learned these from you all. We don't know.
All of you live here and you don't get together and share stories.
Yeah, only one day we did share something. That I'll come to it later on. Uh-huh. So what had happened is that... What was I saying?
Yeah.
So why he was in the habit like that. Not always, but sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a big crowd one day, and Baba was asking some kids, and most of them knew swimming, and there was one who did not know. So Baba was emphasizing on swimming. He should learn swimming. So one person who is close to Baba pipes out from a distance, but Baba, we know that you don't know swimming. And to us all, it seemed to be, well, how dare he say such a thing, you see, I'm in this crowd. And for Baba it was nothing. And Baba simply shrugged his shoulders. He says, how am I supposed to know? I'm the ocean. How am I supposed to know swimming? I'm the ocean. I don't know. How can I know swimming? It's for you all to know swimming. Yeah.